Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
And that is what we do here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Got my man Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio and ESPNU. So should Jets fans feel optimism, Key, that they have not felt since two things? Number one, Super Bowl III, the only Super Bowl championship in history of the New York Jets. And when you join as a number one draft pick, that they could actually land Aaron Rodgers, according to Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, in wake of an extensive in-person meeting between Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets and the organization, including owner Woody Johnson. There's actual optimism in the Jets organization that they are on the brink of landing Aaron Rodgers. That's what sources close to the situation tell ESPN. She also put on Twitter at Diana ESPN, as the Jets internally working under an optimism that this will happen. The Jets and the Packers remain engaged in conversations about compensation and contract, and those conversations already started before the Jets met with Aaron Rodgers 2 days ago.
So I guess they're in their offices high-fiving or something, right? I mean, optimism is a pretty strong word to be using, and I know Diana's not going to put something out there just to be putting it out there. That means, in fact, she knows. She can't say
right. Exactly.
She can't be like, oh, it's done, because it's technically not done. Mm-hmm. But she knows.
Mm-hmm.
She knows. Diana, you know. You know, and I know you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that she knows that she knows that you know?
Man, she know that I know that she knows that I know that she knows. I wouldn't be shocked if Diana wasn't flying with them from New York to the Bay Area, wherever he's at, and back sitting there typing up the entire report ready to push send. I wouldn't be shocked, because she does such a great job that she's dialed in the way she's dialed in. I wouldn't be shocked.
I've always been a big believer in this, and I keep being proven correct time and time again. You can speak on this as well. When you hear something like this, that you're getting to page one. The Jets and the Packers and the Aaron Rodgers, they're already on page 20, whatever that's going to be.
But
So that report coming out, I'm not going to dime that out and say that's wrong, because if she's gotten that kind of information, and by the way, 30 minutes ago when she was on this fine program, she said this about the Jets feeling after having that meeting with Aaron Rodgers not even 48 hours ago.
The best word to describe the way the New York Jets feel about this, which is optimistic, right? So they felt that way, actually, before they even went out to California near Aaron Rodgers' house to meet with him, have dinner. Owner Woody Johnson went along with them. It was his private jet that they flew on. And they felt good before they went to visit with Aaron Rodgers, because they've had conversations with him. They've had conversations with the Green Bay Packers as well in terms of the compensation. But from what I was told, it was really important for ownership to just get in front of Aaron and talk and just feel him out and see what the situation could evolve into. And I was told it went really well. And it was an exceptional meeting, and the Jets returned back to the New York area yesterday. And in the building, just having conversations with people there yesterday, they feel really good that they're going to be able to land the big fish.
Freddie, you're a Jet fan, right?
Yes, I am.
Interesting.
Why is that interesting? Usually say it's comical.
I'm watching Aaron Rodgers throw the football.
Right.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying to myself, they're going to really be good with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. What number is he going to wear? Because Joe Namath was 12.
And that's retired, by the way.
Are they going to unretire 12?
They can't do that.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, What number is he going to wear? Is it retired? Is it retired?
It's retired. Yeah, Joe Namath. There's only two or three jerseys in Jets history have been retired, and Joe Namath's number 12 was one.
And he wore his college number, I think, was 8 or 9.
It was 8.
Okay, so if it was 8, Elijah Moore has 8. I wonder though if they would unretire Namath's jersey as part of the deal.
Put it this way, I don't think Joe Namath would stand in the way of that.
Oh, of course not.
Aaron Rodgers wants to wear my number.
Have at it.
No, why I not? Just I because players that have played in the league for a very long time, numbers are extremely important to them. I mean, it just, you know, it's just part of your routine. It's part of your deal. I just was thinking about it, not to get too far off the optimism topic that we're on. It's great to hear that they're I would say, close to getting it done. Because Green Bay has decisions to make on Jordan Love. Come May, they've got to make a decision on his fifth-year option. Now, I think that fifth-year option is probably $20 million or close to it. And then Aaron Rodgers' salary is 50-something million, so you're trying basically tying up about $70+ million in one room with the third quarterback and the practice squad guy. You're over 70 in one room. That's a lot. And you still haven't seen Jordan Love in a full season, and you got to make some future decisions on him future-wise beyond this season because he's going to need a contract extension at some point in time after the fifth-year option is up. All of those sort of things are in play in Green Bay, and I think that's probably why Green Bay is just like, you know what, man?
Deuces.
We've done this enough. Deuces.
Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max weigh in at 888-ESPN. I said Keyshawn. I didn't say K this time.
You struggled.
No, I
caught it. It's all right, though.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, you can weigh in about Aaron Rodgers potentially maybe going to the New York Jets at 888-ESPN. 888-729-3776 because according to ESPN reporter, NFL reporter Diana Rossini, there's optimism in the Jets organization that they are on the brink of landing Aaron Rodgers and getting him out of Green Bay. 888-729-3776. Real quick, when it comes to numbers, because back in January, Joe Namath said the New York Jets could land Aaron Rodgers, that he could wear number 12 in New York.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did say that back in January, that Shannon Penn, our producer, relayed that information to me. You wore number 19. What was the significance behind that number?
Well, it was one, I was the number one overall pick, and then I figured I wore three in college. Three times three is nine.
Okay.
So there's the 19.
Okay.
But also Pat Kerwin's son. Pat Kerwin was the assistant general manager at the time of the New York Jets. His son wanted me to wear 19. And so I had to justify in my mind. Yeah, he picked it out for me. I had to justify in my mind why would I wear 19.
Okay.
Because originally I wanted three. And we put in the petition to the league for me to wear three because I wore three all through minicamp and that sort of thing. And then the league was like, well, we don't want to have him wear single digit. What we could do is we will allow him to wear a double digit in the teens as long as the 80 numbers are all gone.
Okay.
And so our equipment staff members made sure to flood the receivers and the tight ends with all the 80 numbers to get rid of them. Okay. So now I can wear a teen number, and that's how we came up with 19. Huh. And then I was grandfathered in for probably about a 7 or 8 year period of time. And then agents complained to the NFL that why does he get to do it? Why does he get to do it? Mm-hmm. One of those things. And it became a thing in the league. Was like, okay, well, we'll open it up to others.
So in other words, indirectly because of Pat Curran's son, you're a trailblazer when it came to that.
Basically, I give him the nod.
Okay, wow. Michael in South Carolina wants to weigh in on Aaron Rodgers potentially going to the Jets here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max at 888-729-3776. Magic Mike, what you got?
Hey, first of all, I thank y'all for having me.
Our pleasure.
Second of all, isn't this repeat of Brett Favre's life?
I know, right?
I mean, I'm a longtime Giants fan, so it doesn't matter to me. But look at Aaron Rodgers' age. Is the Jets going to win the Super Bowl next year or the year after next? I don't think so. So why are they wasting all this time and money and energy on an older man when they could be finding a young buck to put in that position and growing together with the people that they got already in place?
Because they feel like they're ready to go right now, Mike. They feel like they're ready to go. If you look at the Jets team from a year ago,
they ready to go.
They were ready to go without a quarterback. The defense was young, and they got a championship-caliber defense.
No
Sauce
doubt.
Gardner and Quentin Williams and company. They got some young studs on the offensive side of the football. They can always go out and pluck a few more bodies in free agency in the draft. That's why.
Here's something else what he said, because the one thing that Aaron Rodgers said that he didn't want to do that potentially is about to happen, that he said not too long ago, I don't want to have things end up the way Brett Favre things end up in Green Bay, where he goes to Minnesota, goes to the New York Jets. And that's exactly what's happening here. Exactly what he didn't want to happen, what he said that he did not want to happen. It's amazing how you can say something one day, and then when the situation is right there in front of you, and you say to yourself, well, I've exhausted this, they're exhausted with me, I need to move on, and the exact thing you did not want to have happen is potentially on that table right now with Aaron Rodgers.
When did he say that, though, Freddie? Like 30 years ago?
No. Well, put it this way. In these modern times, 3 years can be 30 years based on what you said. I can't deny that when it comes to exactly what you said. I can't deny that at all.
I mean, it's a while ago. And
he has a right to change his mind.
It just so happened that Brett Favre went to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers could potentially wind up with the Jets. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't even look at that, Aaron, because – Brett Favre's been so far removed from the game. He's got his own issues going on right now.
Yeah, he is. Oh, boy.
I would be like, just, yeah, I mean, that was a long time ago. Yeah, no, they've changed coaching staffs times?
It feels like 500 times with the Jets.
Yeah.
Seriously, every time since you turn around.
Because that was a Mangini deal, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's when that was.
So Mangini, then after Mangini was Rex. And then after Rex was Todd Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Todd Bowles was the dude from Adam Gase, right?
Yeah, and now, Robert Saleh.
And now it's Robert Saleh. So you're four or five coaches in. It's a while ago.
Yeah, and believe me, that's 30 years ago compared to when he actually said that. Matt at Atlantic City weighing on Aaron Rodgers potentially going to the New York Jets, my friend.
Good morning, Freddie. Good morning, Key.
Good morning.
I just want to say Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic if this happens. We can make an argument that the quarterbacks in the AFC, it's loaded right now in the NFC. And I'm a Giants fan, Freddie and Key. So having Barkley in New York, Rodgers in New York, I mean, this is going to be a great NFL season coming up. Nathaniel Hackett, he knows Nathaniel Hackett. He knows that system. I think it's going to be a win-win for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Freddie, it's always good hearing you on KJM. Key, I love you, Key. I'm a diehard Giants fan, but I love you, Key, as a Jets.
Appreciate it. See, he likes me,
yeah,
Freddie.
Well, people do like you. They may not want to admit it sometimes, but they do like you. Come on now.
Why are you saying that with such a soft voice?
No, I'm just saying, you know, just keeping the tone with Matt in Atlantic City. You know,
he likes me.
That's a false narrative around a lot of people. Well, not everybody likes Key, or people can't stand Key. Come on. You're trying to troll me. I'm not letting you do it. You're not going to troll me here and get me in that situation. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Jets organization believes they're on the brink of landing Aaron Rodgers. Your thoughts on that at 888-729-3776. And I'm going to ask Key, if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets, does that make them the best team in the AFC East? This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and this is ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Multiple Jets team officials fly out to meet with Aaron Rodgers in person.
You put the owner on the plane, you put the team president on the plane, you put the head coach, GM, the offensive coordinator on the plane. You're not doing that because you're hoping he'll listen. You're doing that because you're hoping to walk away with some sort of resolution.
That certainly indicates a strong chance that it's heading in the direction of him being traded to the Jets.
rain. Through the years of loving shame. Without the melody.
We got from Joe to C to Key to C here on Keyshawn J. Will and Max. He's Keyshawn Johnson.
Just let them listen to that, Freddie.
Oh, believe me, you have to tell me. I'll get in trouble if I tell a story behind this record, so I'm just going to leave it alone here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. I think Key's going to be okay. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. All right, Key, if this is going to happen with the New York Jets on the brink of acquiring Aaron Rodgers, that's what Dinah Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, put on Twitter, saying in the wake of an extensive in-person meeting between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, including owner Woody Johnson, there's optimism in the Jets camp that they're on the brink of landing Aaron Rodgers. That's what sources close to the situation told Dinah Rossini and ESPN. So if this does happen, where would Aaron Rodgers put the Jets, not just in the East, the AFC East, but in the AFC?
So go. Let me see. I would say Kansas City's one. Cincinnati would be two. And the New York Jets would be three.
Really?
That's where they would be. They would be three. And how do you get them to be three, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. Okay, all right, Jacksonville. Yay! Okay, what is that? They're going in the right direction.
No doubt.
There yet. Trevor Lawrence isn't there yet. We don't know what Baltimore – we don't know what Baltimore is. We know they're good with Lamar, but the offense is changing. They may bring him back. They may not. Miami, there's Tua. There's a lot of issues from a health standpoint. They completely fell apart when Tua was out of the lineup. The Chargers, we see Brandon Staley, he does something that makes you go, eh.
I think he's on the hot seat, by the way, Brandon Staley, this year.
The Raiders, nothing. Denver, we like Sean Payton, but we don't know what they are because Russell Wilson, New England, they get not yet. They don't have. They got to turn over the roster. Buffalo, everybody said, well, you're out of your mind. Buffalo's the best team. Are they? We saw when they lost Brian Daboll, Josh Allen looked different. He became even more of a turnover machine with Ken Dorsey. They just lost Leslie Frazier, phenomenal defensive coordinator. Their back end of the secondary, their pass rush isn't very good. The back end of the secondary is you know, they got some stuff they got to handle there.
Mm-hmm.
Who else am I missing? Tennessee's getting ready to move on from Derrick Henry, it seems like. Indianapolis can't figure anything out. Houston is we already know what that is. So why wouldn't they be three? You say Cleveland? Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Pittsburgh?
Even,
no. So why wouldn't they be three?
The case can be made. There's no doubt because they're getting Breece Hall back, who was terrific at a running back position before he tore his ACL. That offensive line wasn't bad down the stretch despite the injuries that they had. We know the guys on the outside led by Garrett Wilson that can make those kind of plays. And you bring a guy who's going to be, if he goes to the Jets, Key, will be the most motivated quarterback in the league, in Aaron Rodgers.
Think about it too, Freddie. We talk about Garrett Wilson, right? Garrett Wilson's young. You grab a veteran that is one of them nine-year type vet dudes that still got a little giddy up in him. You bring him along too, and you put him alongside of Garrett Wilson. Could mm-hmm. teach him all the tricks and the trades on how to get to the next level
right.
of the receiver position. Because there's going to be one of them 9-8 year veterans that got some giddy up and go still in there that we're not even thinking about that they can pluck in free agency. There's going to be somebody, right? I don't know if it's via trade or free agency because there's always
mm-hmm.
a guy that still got some giddy up and go.
Right.
You know, you look up and there's an Amari Cooper available all of a sudden because – they say, well, you know what? We want to part ways with Amari Cooper because the number's too high. Now, all of a sudden, boom, there you go. There's a Michael Thomas. Well, you know, we decided his number's too high. Boom. Or there's a DeAndre Hopkins. Well, we really want to move on from him. We'll take a three. Okay. Boom. So you add that with Garrett Wilson. Ooh, man, it's a different team. When you start to really dial into it and look at it, it's a different team.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, he's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Dennis in Delaware wants to wear this potential development of Aaron Rodgers maybe landing with the New York Jets at 888-729-3776. Dennis, what you got, my friend?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, as always. And I'll tell you, Diana Rossini's doing a great job with the news with Rodgers on the brink to the Jets and Atlanta out on a Lamar situation. So she's doing a great job. But here's the thing with Rodgers. He turns 40 years old in December. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with you guys that the Jets have a win-now roster. It's an awful lot of money to give him. I think the Jets are going after the wrong quarterback. I think they should be going after Jordan Love. I mean, he's a guy that clearly Green Bay thinks is going to be the real deal and has developed. I don't know. I think Rodgers is going to stay close to Green Bay. That's what I'm thinking.
Dennis, how close did you watch the Jets last year?
I watched them a lot. You know, I watch every single game, Key. I know they have a lot of young talent, but I just don't – I don't see them beating Buffalo twice a year. I don't see them beating
You do understand they beat Buffalo.
Yeah, they beat them once, but they're not going to beat them twice a year.
Well, have to beat them twice. But think about it. They beat them once with Matt White.
Yeah, I understand, but he's 40 years old in December, Key.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers play last year in December? Did you see him from November to December?
The throw against the Dolphins was really nice, but, I mean, he's 40 years old. I don't think this is long-term the best move
It's not long-term, but when you have a head coach and a owner – and a general manager, the owner's not on the hot seat, so to speak, but the head coach and the general manager's questions are happening about what they're doing and the roster that they put together and the opportunity to make some noise held them back last year because they didn't have a competent quarterback. When you don't have an Aaron Rodgers, a Patrick Mahomes, a Josh Allen, a Lamar Jackson, a Deshaun Watson, a Justin Herbert, it go on and on and on about these quarterbacks. If you don't have one of those guys and you continue to keep playing with a Zach Wilson and not a Jalen Hurts and a Carson Wentz and not a Jalen Hurts, you're going to get fired. It's just the reality of it. And they're not trying to get fired.
Yeah, the Jets were able to beat the Buffalo Bills with Zach Wilson as their quarterback because Josh Allen had two interceptions that day. And when they needed Zach Wilson to make one throw,
Was it Zach or was it Mike White?
No, it was Zach Wilson when they beat him at home. And Mike White played well later on in the year against Buffalo, but he was beat up from the feet up. I mean, he busted ribs and all those things going on. And he still gave the Jets a chance to win. So to your point, Keyshawn, if they're thinking that we were able to beat that team that won the AFC East last year for the second straight year with Zach Wilson, the quarterback, and a backup that kept us in the game, then we are a quarterback away, not just winning that division. So that's why you go after the big fish. That's why I said you better land that guy if you thought that Derek Carr was not worth putting an offer on the table. You're the New York Jets.
They probably got the deal done already, though. You know,
there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, it's
close. That deal was probably done, and it was just like, I'm coming, I promise you. You can go ahead, piecemeal. I would never do you like that, Nathaniel. You guys can – yeah, I'm coming. Let's just let it sit for a little bit so people aren't, like, in our mix. You know, let's just play it out. I think I could see that go. I could see that happening. Yeah. I could see Aaron Rodgers telling him, wink, wink. I got this.
Yeah. I'm no longer the Prince of Darkness. He may be about to be the King of New York when it comes to Aaron Rodgers, as well as that trade could possibly happen between the Jets and the Packers.
I know he better win if he go to New York because they're going to be,
he doesn't win.
You know how y'all can be.
Put it this way. He'll be topic A no matter what, win or lose. And how he handles that will be completely, completely up to him. Keep weighing in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A developing story. Aaron Rodgers could be on his way to the New York Jets and being traded from the Green Bay Packers, 888-729-3776. He's Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman, and Keyshawn J. Will and Max. And what could be the future for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and the Packers? Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. You got Keyshawn Johnson and Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Tune in, tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio and ESPNU in case you missed it. Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter, has reported for the last hour or so that it looks like the contract that Aaron Rodgers is looking for to stay with Green Bay won't have to worry about that anymore. A potential trade on the horizon involving the New York Jets and the Green Bay Packers involving Aaron Rodgers. Will keep you updated on those events as they warrant, because Kia looks like that's going to be happening maybe a lot sooner than anybody could have anticipated with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I hear he's already looking in Brooklyn. No, just kidding.
Eastern Parkway?
Yeah.
In Red Hook?
Already looking. But it makes sense. Because if the Jets feel like that they're right now ready to go, I mean, I probably would have still – I mean, it's hard to pass on Aaron Rodgers, even though Carr, to me, is a really good quarterback.
Absolutely.
It's hard to pass on Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is pretty. Like, he's got a certain sophistication to him, so to speak, right?
Okay, right.
He owns a business. He's graduated from college. He's smart. His arm looks good, all of those sort of things. And so you look at that and you go, man, that's what I've always wanted. You know,
that's the toy under the tree at Christmas, huh?
Yeah, when you have opportunity to get that, you say, okay, man, I'm going to go try to get that. And opposed to Carr that was sitting there.
Right.
You're like, well, yeah, Carr, okay, yeah. All right, but I like Rodgers better.
Because he's pretty. According to you,
and yeah, I don't right. That. I yeah. mean, it's yes. and when you can get a quarterback that's a dime, or a quarterback that's a seven, you're gonna take the dime. In real life, you want the dime. The seven is cool, but you really want the dime.
We'll talk about that pretty girl known as Aaron Rodgers going to the New York Jets. We'll continue to do that here in about 20 minutes. But let's bring in Kelvin Beachum, former Cardinals offensive tackle. He's a current free agent. Hit him on Twitter at Kelvin Beachum Jr. He joins us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And Kelvin, you were the Cardinals the last couple of years, and you had a quarterback that could be pretty sometimes and not pretty some other times. What do you think went wrong with the team that made the playoffs in 2021 that maybe fell apart in 2022?
Say, man, hold on. Before you even answer that, Kelvin, what the hell are you doing? Man, your arm going to fall off. You sit there holding up your arm.
No, man.
Come on, man.
I'm about to work out.
There you
literally,
go.
I'm outside the gym. Okay. I'm literally about to walk into the gym. This
school,
is the only
Kelvin.
Time I could have did it. So, like, school. Okay, no, I got to go work for a living. There you know, I can't just sit in on a set and talk all day.
Hey, Kelvin, I already worked. I put in my 11 years. That's your fault you was born.
You did?
You younger than me. You was born after me. That's your fault.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Hey, but listen, before the season even got started, we had so much going on. We had, you know, we had the stuff with D-Hop. We had the contract situation. We had death. Early on in the offseason. So before we even got to the football field, we had so many issues. And then you had the things that happened on field that just wasn't what you needed to be, you know, progressive and be, you know, the team that you needed to be. And we didn't execute at the end of the day. So there's consequences when you don't execute. They clean house, coaches, GM, and it's a fresh start. Now it's time to see what happens moving forward.
You're a free agent. You may sign back with them, or you may sign back with somebody else, depending on what the market says, I'm sure, for you. But when you look at some things within that building, and you talked about your quarterback in the past, and trying to get him to understand how he needs to go about being a professional. And I think the words that you use, and he needs to mature, he needs to grow up, and not just in size, but also in his mentality, a way he approaches the game. What is it really, though, Kelvin, that's holding Kyler Murray back from being one of those top five quarterbacks that we talk about every single week?
Yeah. Is Kyler Murray holding back Kyler Murray? He has all the answers. He has the keys. It's on him. You know, I think that the organization has put $500 million behind him because they do trust him. They've tried to surround him with pieces. But at the end of the day, the quarterback is the quarterback. It's a quarterback-driven league. And at the end of the day, you're tasked with leading men and being a leader of men. Has he matured? Yes. Can he continue to grow up? Yes. Does he have the capabilities of doing so? Yes. So when you ask that question, that's a question that he has to answer, and he has the ability to answer it. And he's the only person that can control that.
Kelvin, go ahead, Keith.
No, I was going to ask you, do you think he's a quarterback that can ultimately win a Super Bowl?
He has the ability to do so.
Okay.
All right. Kelvin Beecham, former Cardinals
offensive
tackle.
Whether he does it, again, it's on him.
Here's something else by Kelvin Beecham here on Keyshawn, Jalen, and Max on ESPN Radio. You had a chance to talk about it in terms of Kyler Murray. It's up to him. How much do you think that maybe he got a little bit too much too soon when it comes not just to contract, Kelvin, but maybe having a little bit of stroke in that organization at that age?
You know, it's a young man's league. And when you have an opportunity to win and to perform and to make Pro Bowls early on in your career, all that does is put you in a different type of stratosphere. It grants different responsibilities, different obligations, different expectations. And that's just the nature of the NFL. But again, I go back to he has the opportunity to rectify everything that's been said about him. He has the opportunity to grow into the valuation that he got from a contractual standpoint. And again, I think the organization is doing everything that's humanly possible to surround him with the resources to be the player that we all know he can be.
Do you think that the organization, the ownership group, because obviously Steve Keim isn't there anymore and Cliff Kingsbury isn't there anymore, do you think that they got it right moving on from them, even though Kyler Murray is still there as a quarterback and it'll be a different system and he's going to have to learn, come back off his ACL injury and learn a whole new offense and what they're asking him to do, possibly get under center, all of those sort of things. Do you think they made the right move?
You know, that's more of a ownership question and a philosophy question. But I think when you put it in terms of, you know, a player as a pro, you're tasked with the task at hand. No matter who's coaching, no matter who's the GM, when it comes to you on Sundays, you got to find a way to get it done. Mm-hmm. And nobody cares if you had a GM, if you had an ACL, if your back is tight, if your ankle is hurting. All they care about is performance. And that's just the nature of the NFL. It's a performance-based business. Nothing is guaranteed in this high-performance business. But how you perform on Sundays. And nobody cares about all the other external factors. It's how do you perform on Sundays.
After you finish your workout, you got a busy weekend ahead of you, Kelvin, because you're going to Zambia to build another water well. How did this come about and helping people out? How can people help you to continue to make sure this happens and continues on down the line?
Yeah. You know, in 2016, I had the opportunity to go to Honduras and actually see a country that was struggling with access to water. And then in 2020, during the pandemic, I was actually in South Africa, you know, just kind of vacationing with my wife and happened to see just the disparities that, you know, were going on in the country of Zambia. We were actually in Zimbabwe looking at Victoria Falls and literally walked across the bridge and saw some of the disparities there in Zambia. So instead of just talking about it, we're doing something about it. So we donated two wells last year, you know, raising funds to be able to donate another one. And excited to actually go get our hands dirty. My wife and I are going and leaving on Saturday night. Our daughter's birthday is actually March 11th, and we got a flight out at 10:55 that night to head over to Zambia to actually go put our hands to work. We got the clothes ready. We got a hat. I know it's raining over there. Got some rain clothes to make sure we're going out there and working on those wells as well.
Man, that is fantastic. By the way, any NFL team, hire that man. Bring him to your football team. The Cardinals don't want to keep him. And hit him up on Twitter, Kelvin Beachum Jr. Great stuff by the former Cardinals offensive tackle and current free agent Kelvin Beachum joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Kelvin, keep doing your thing. And thanks for the time. And appreciate you. And safe travels this weekend, too.
And good luck in free agency.
Yes, sir. Anytime.
Get that money.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Exactly, because it is about the money, especially in free agency. He's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And we're going to get to the real and not real when it comes to Aaron Rodgers maybe leaving Green Bay to go to the New York Jets. Keep it here on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Decided to do that on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You got Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Real or Not Real is brought to you by Union Pacific. Get your career on track with Union Pacific Railroad. Apply at up.jobs/sports. So there's optimism in the Jets organization. They're on the brink of landing Aaron Rodgers. That's part of Real or Not Real when it comes to that. And here's Shannon Penn to make sure we get everything where it's supposed to be.
All right, Key, Real or Not Real, we're looking at teams that are better than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Real or Not Real, I'll give you a team. You got to tell me whether or not that team is better than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Easy enough. You got it?
Got it.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Key, I'll start with you. The Philadelphia Eagles, better than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Real or not real?
Not real. And what I'm doing is I'm thinking about both of the teams being the same as they were a year ago, except Aaron Rodgers lands with the Jets. I'm not thinking about free agency. I'm not thinking about adding pieces, losing pieces. I'm just talking about the Philadelphia Eagle team that went to the Super Bowl and the Jet team that almost was on the brink of making the playoffs.
Man, I'm going to say the Eagles are better than the Jets. That's real to me because just the way they can run the football, that defense, the way that they played until the Super Bowl, they got guys on the outside, Devontae Smith and also A.J. Brown, their physical team. I'll say that's real, that the Eagles are a better team than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
All right, Keith, the Cincinnati Bengals, real or not real, better than the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Cincinnati Bengals.
And there's not an even, huh? So Neil,
no, real or not real, no fence here.
No. I'm trying to process this information.
Rizzio or not real?
Well done.
I'm gonna probably say Rizzio. I'm gonna say the Cincinnati Bengals are Rizzio. And when you look at it, they're not. You know, I got them second behind Kansas City in the AFC.
Yeah.
So they obviously are a much better, not much better team, but a better team as I look at it right now than the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm with Key on that one. When you got Joe Burrow as your quarterback and that running game is underrated with Joe Mixon, Samaje Perine, we know about the three dudes. They have a wide receiver led by Ja'Marr Chase, and that defense made some plays. They can't lose Jesse Bates in free agency, but we're based on what the team had last year. Yeah, I'm with Key on that one. I completely agree.
Yeah, so that would be not real.
Yep.
All right, Key, the Dallas Cowboys, real or not real? Cowboys better than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Real or not real?
Not real. Not real. I don't believe the Dallas Cowboys would be better than the New York hungry Jets because the quarterback play is a little more superior, and I think they got a little more weapons offensively than Pollard and CeeDee Lamb on the offensive side of the ball. The Jets defense is certainly a championship defense, although Dallas has a nice defense.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that if they landed Aaron Rodgers, I believe that the Jets are a better football team than the Dallas Cowboys.
There's no doubt about that in my mind, and especially Breece Hall coming back, making them even more of effective a running team. And they were able to be a pretty good offense with Zach Wilson as their quarterback, and Mike White was better than Zach Wilson once he got in there. You add Aaron Rodgers to that, there's no doubt. They're real. They're a better team than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers, better than the Dallas Cowboys. It is Real or Not Real here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, doing teams better than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers or not better. Shannon Penn, what you got?
All right, Key, the San Francisco 49ers, real or not real, Niners better than the Jets with Aaron Rodgers.
And I'm going off of last season. I would probably say not real. I would say that the Jets are a better football team than the San Francisco 49ers with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, the Jets are better with him than they had the 49ers. And I love the 49ers, the way that they play and get after people. We know how bunch of they got some bloodthirsty pirates on defense, led by Fred Warner and those guys. But offensively, Brock Purdy, or as I like to say, Brock Purdy, played better than anybody could have imagined. Even with that, they're not better offensively than the Jets having Aaron Rodgers. I'm with Key on that one. That's not
although Aaron Rodgers lost to San Francisco at home in the playoffs a year ago, I get all of that. That's true. That did take place. But I'm looking at I guess I'm looking at Brock Purdy versus Aaron Rodgers and their defense in New York versus the offense in San Francisco. It's tight, but I feel like the Jets are a better team than San Francisco if Aaron Rodgers is playing for the Jets. But I could be wrong.
All right, moving on here on Real or Not Real. The next team, the Los Angeles Chargers, Key. Real or not real, the Chargers are a better team than the Jets would be with Aaron Rodgers.
Not real. Simple. Not real. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets are a better football team than the Chargers. The Chargers surrendered a 27-point lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs. Brandon Staley consistently loses football games for his team by being smarter than everybody in the stadium.
Completely not real. And believe me, I love Justin Herbert. There's not a throw that he can't make in the National Football League. And their running game has to help them out to be a little bit better. They would not have blown a 27-point lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars in that playoff game. And their defense is not bad. But keep all the reasons you mentioned when it comes to their head coach, Brandon Staley. And that's why I firmly believe he's on a hot seat in 2023, because they have the makings of a team that should be a lot better in challenging the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC West and even challenging teams in the AFC. But their undoing could be their head coach, because at a certain point, you got to know situations, and he was a little bit better at it when it came to this year in 2022. But it's unconscionable how you lose a 27-point lead when you thoroughly dominated a team on all sides of the game, and then you let that get away and your team barely put up a fight. That's not just on the players. That's on the coach. I'm with you. That's not real, better than the Jets.
I don't think he's on the hot seat. You know why, Freddie? Because the guy who had all the propane or the gasoline or whatever you want to call it, he's now in Denver. So I don't know that they would look at it and go, we have a better option available to us than Brandon Staley. If Sean Payton was still doing television and we were having this conversation, then I would say his seat is hot. I would say his seat is hot. But because Sean is in Denver, it kind of cooled off the seat, I think, a little bit.
Here's why I think his seat is a little bit hot. They hired a guy named Kellen Moore to be the offense coordinator, and they firmly believe that that guy can be a head coach in the National Football League. And if he's more of a salve to that team and Brandon Staley, I could see that the Chargers don't make the playoffs. They move on from him and elevate Kellen Moore. I could definitely see that happening with the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, I know. And Eric Bieniemy can't get a job. Anyway.
Don't get me started on that. That's a whole nother conversation. That guy should be a head coach. Should have been a head coach by now. I understand it. I get it. But you and I live on planet Earth, Key, when it comes to the NFL and situations like that.
If they don't like you, well. Sorry.
That's just different.
I'm over here, man. We got our own gates and circumstances
over here. LA's the gated community when it comes to everybody else in the United States. He's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So it seems that it's going to happen. The New York Jets are about to land Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. How much of that deal could affect this quarterback in the AFC East? Keep it here. That's next.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.